Mayor Kate, today is May 31st, 2005, and I'm Sergeant Powers of the Sheriff's Department. You are?
I'm Jeffrey.
Okay, you're a medical doctor, correct?
Yes, I am.
ER doctor over?
No, I'm not an ER. I am an ER physician, and I do not practice emergency medicine. I practice family medicine, occupational medicine, and urgent care medicine in my private practice in Palencia, California.
Okay. Let's start off. This morning you woke up. You were going to take one of your daughters to school. Can you just start from there?
Yeah, we left the house approximately 10 minutes to 8. She had to be in class at 8 o'clock, and we go over the grade on Moore Park.
Norwegian grade there?
Correct. The oldest daughter, she is to be 16 in August.
Okay.
And my wife were at home. I had seen my pool man already come into the gates, and I thought it was a little odd that he was there on a Tuesday when he normally comes on a Wednesday, but I think today was his last day.
Okay. Did he come through the gates as you were leaving?
No, he came through earlier. I had let my dogs out. I have four labs, and I had fed them.
And when you say he came through the gates, was this the gates to your house?
No, we have two sets of gates. One's electronic and one's manual. He comes through the manual gates and drives up and around, and he parks his car in the back.
Okay.
And he has a black Nissan truck.
All right.
So he was cleaning the pool, I take it, and I left with the...
Did you have any conversation with the pool man?
No, okay. None. And from there, my wife had called me. We were supposed to volunteer at a disabilities camp in August, and she wanted me to make contact with the lady, and she gave me her number. And we hung up the phone. That's when she started screaming, and I was approximately at just short of Los Arbolos.
Yeah.
De Los Arbolos.
Avenida de Los Arbolos.
And I whipped that car around and...
What did she start screaming?
Someone is in my home. Someone's in my home. I can't... God help me. And just kept screaming.
Did she mention anything about what the man had in his
hand? No, she didn't say a thing.
Just
screaming, out of control, screaming. And I imagine he was assaulting her at that time.
Did you...
My son was in the background from what I understand now.
Okay, but did you hear anything over the phone? Other than your wife screaming?
No.
Did you hear her stop screaming at some point?
No, I actually had to shut the phone down because it was making me absolutely come on glued.
Okay, so you disconnected on your end?
Yes.
Okay.
And I did after probably about 15 to 20 seconds, and then I drove like a absolutely out of control.
All right.
Which was... not the right thing to do.
It's all right. You're going back to your house. Your wife's crying.
I'm trying to get to her as quick as I can. I finally pull into the gates. There was a white Suburban in front of me. I was honking.
Had you made any phone calls yourself?
I think we had tried. Yeah, I had this cell phone, the 661 cell phone, and I was on it calling 911, trying to get an officer out to the home.
Okay. Did you, or she?
They kept her on the line forever, and they kept talking to her and asking her the same redundant questions, and some I'm sure was trying to calm her, but some was really redundant. And
okay, so she 911 operator.
Right.
And she was telling
her the story that her mom's being attacked, so we can hear her on the other phone, and they needed to get somebody out there, and I kept telling them, you know, code 3, get them code 3.
Okay, which phone?
That was the...
your wife call you on?
My home phone, the four.
Okay, and that's a cell phone also?
No, that's our home phone.
No, I'm saying which
it's
number?
It's a portable. Oh, she called me on my car phone, which is actually 805.
All right.
So, as I got back through the gates, there were a bunch of cars there. I went in Arleta. I made the quick left, made the quick right on Red Barn. I could see a truck coming at me. And it looked a little unusual of who was in it. And I pulled to the left-hand side and went straight on at him, trying to stop him, waving my hands, honking. And he just kept coming right at me to where I had to veer off to the right.
To avoid hitting him head on?
Right. I told my daughter I had no idea why, but I just thought that was him.
Okay.
So I slammed it shut and I said, run down to my phone and...
Slammed what shut?
The car. I mean, I slammed it down.
Oh.
Shut, stopped it.
Okay.
And she jumped, bailed out. She got in front of me and ran over. I put the car in reverse and got on it. He was hitting the corner about that time, making a left-hand turn. I saw now a black and white coming up behind me. And I rolled down my window and I waved him up.
Okay.
Now, when I made the turn, the guy was all the way down to the other end of the which is Brittany Park.
Okay. The black and white is behind your car?
Behind me. Well, not behind me, but coming up behind me. He's a good, you know, half a block, three-quarters of a block would be my estimation.
Okay. Could he, and I'm not familiar with this area, could he have come in from another direction or would...
Yes.
Okay, he could have come in from another direction and then come up behind you without you guys passing. You understand what I'm trying to say?
No.
Is this a...
It's a street. We live back in a canyon.
Okay.
On Rocky High. Rocky High comes out, comes here, they make a left, and this is the street. This is Red Barn, I believe it's called.
All right.
He was on Red Barn where I tried to stop him here, swung around. We were about a good three-quarters of the way down. When I got here and I started coming back at him, then I saw your deputy turn the corner.
Okay.
I waved him up. By the time I got to here, he went two exits, two entry. He could have gone out here or here.
Okay.
So he went all the way down to the end. I pulled up right behind him. I couldn't see him. I was flipped out with adrenaline.
All right.
The gate opened. He went up to the stop. I believe I can't remember if I saw the officer then turning the corner as well. And so I said, "You're not getting away," to myself, and I jumped in front of him.
Okay.
So I took my right front corner panel and put it on his left front corner panel so he could not progress.
Right.
I knew your officer was coming up behind him.
So you blocked his...
I blocked him.
You physically...
Physically
car,
blocked him.
Did you guys touch?
No,
him?
I don't think so. Okay. You'd have to look at my car. We might have. I turned around and looked between the two seats at him. He bailed out of the driver's side door, took a weapon, pointed it at me. I turned my head and put my hand over my face, and I heard the bam, 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 bam. I can't tell you if it was 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever it was.
Okay.
As soon as I heard the first or second shots, I dropped down over the passenger seat to lay across the console, thinking if he was going to hit, it was going to hit in my chest. I didn't feel anything.
Did you hear anything striking the car?
I did. I heard nothing at that time. I was like in some other land.
That's all right.
I heard then...
I've been shot at too, so I know exactly where you're coming from.
I heard a different pitch now of a weapon.
Okay.
Okay, thinking now the officer has... He's there. He's got his weapon out, and he's returning fire on this guy.
Okay.
So I look back up between the seats, and lo and behold, he was spun now, shooting back, because I think your officer was on his passenger side.
The suspect was spun
still at, still at the driver's door,
okay,
but firing at me, and then turned and fired it at the officer.
Okay, and you guys are about 180 degrees apart? In other words...
No, I'm... Here's the truck.
Here, let me let you draw. Feel free to...
Okay. If this is Santa Rosa Road,
okay,
and this would be Brittany Park,
okay,
and we were on the street here, there's a stop here.
Okay.
He stopped here, kind of angling his car like he was going to make a right-hand turn.
Okay.
I jumped in front of him and put my right corner panel like something like this, maybe a little farther up.
Okay.
I'm not an artist here.
Sorry.
So maybe it was my right rear quarter panel because I wanted to get far enough to pin him in so he couldn't just go over a curb or something.
Right.
Nobody was around. Your officer, I believe, pulled up right in here.
Okay.
Now, I guess he was on it by himself.
That's what I understand, yes.
So, he opened this door and started firing over the top of the door at me in the car.
Okay.
Then he spun to fire back at your officer here.
All right.
Now, I think he got around here because I decided to get out of the line of fire. I got back in. I was in the car. I stood back up, put it in drive. and I put it right here.
So you went
on the corner.
Eastbound on Santa Rosa Road.
Right, but I was just on the corner. I wasn't even in traffic yet.
Okay.
He jumps back in his car, bails around me. I'm thinking, where's the officer? I can't see him. There's a bunch of bushes here.
Okay.
Thinking that he was probably shot.
All right.
So he's not going to pursue. So I said, you know what?
You're not getting away.
Yeah. So I went after him.
Okay.
Okay. He was bouncing in and out of traffic, and I smashed him 2 to 3 times in the back of the truck. I was looking for his driver's side corner panel on the back to try and catch it on my front right and flip him or spin him.
Okay.
Okay. Thinking also, there were, I mean, if I had to estimate 10, maybe 15 rounds exchanged here,
okay.
Thinking this guy's out of ammo.
Right.
So I just don't want him to get away. There's no other officers to be found.
Not a problem.
So what I ended up doing is ramming him.
And just to clarify this, you did this after he shot at you, correct?
Oh, yeah. He shot at me 6 times. Okay. Tried to kill me.
I understand.
So I dumped him in the back of the car to let him know I was there and he wasn't getting away.
All right.
Seeing if he would stop again.
Okay.
And basically, he did nothing except speed up. He broke through traffic. I followed him. I got up. Now I'm seeing a helicopter over the head, and in the process, I 911 again, talking to the people, trying to tell them what was going on, saying I need units here. And then I heard sirens coming up in back of me, and I think it was just before the school.
Santa Rosa School?
I pulled over because 2 plane units were on him now, code 3. And they flew by me, and I said, I better get back to the house. So I went back to the house, and...
So in your view...
They're on him now.
You're going to get the bad guy.
Do his job, hopefully
you're,
take care
of
business.
Your side is...
On my family. Yeah,
okay.
Thinking I don't know who's what.
Right.
I went back to the house. I went back to the same gate. The officer was down. I started to get out of the car in a frenzy, and the officer that was with your partner went for his gun, and I said, no, I'm a friend, I'm okay, I'm a doctor, I told him. I said, have you been back to my house yet? No, he hasn't, so I got in the car and just got back to the house as quick as I can. I walked through the door and my wife was on the kitchen floor. She was unconscious, unresponsive.
You walked through which door?
It's the med room door. We have a mud room and then it enters into the home.
So you walked
She was
there.
On the floor, I could see her feet.
How was she laying? Was she laying face down,
She was laying on her back, but a little rolled on her right-hand side. She was covered in blood. And blood was all over. She had some blood on her top, and I thought she had been shot. And immediately, she was breathing. I went for the kids, and the kids were huddled upstairs with the pool man.
Okay.
And they both had blood all over them, crying, screaming, consoled them. Then people started arriving on the scene, and
they took over.
They took over.
Okay. All right, I think that's good.